I love being a comedian because I've had some amazing adventures. I used to open for Julio Iglesias. Is there any Hispanic people in the crowd? Nice. I love Hispanic culture. So warm. You guys hug and kiss a lot. It's true. You guys hug. Oh, hola. Like at first, like when I first did Miami, I like did comedy, and then afterward, I'd be like, dude, I think your grandma's trying to fuck me. And they're like, no, that's just what they do. I'm like, oh, cool. Is it cool if I bang your grandma? It's just hot, because Latin women stay hot, too. They're just fucking moving and grooving, you know? And I opened for Julio, and Julio's a very interesting man. He's an unbelievable human being in what he did. You know, he's one of the highest-selling artists in history. Sings in like 7 languages. He's a legend. And someone was like, why do you have a comedian open for you? I used to open for this dude. It'd be like 5,000 70-year-old Mexican women and me. Hola! You know? And they're there to hear music, and I'm doing stand-up. And someone was like, why do you have him open for you? He goes, quote, unquote, I like to make them laugh before they want to make love. And then he just stares at you, and like a dove flies out of his hand. You know? And he just touches your cheek. Just... They played one of the best jokes on me ever. I was on the show Punked at the time. I don't know if you guys, that was back in the day, show Punked on MTV. And I used to, thank you, yeah. And we used to punk celebrities. We used to set up little funny things and punk them. And they punked me better than anyone ever has ever. Like I was, I can't speak Spanish. I've learned a little over the years now, but at the time they're like, you are very funny. To like a couple of the band guys. And I was like, thank you. Because I can't speak Spanish, but I can't sound like Antonio Banderas, you know? And they're like, we have a nickname for you. I was like, what is it? And he goes, Maricón. And for those of you that can't, these ladies know what's up. For those of you that can't speak Spanish, that means gay guy, right? Maricón. There's a million words for it. Patito, patito sucio, mariposa. I learned after this experience. Because that's not the beginning. They weren't just calling me a gay guy. I go, what does that mean? And they go, friend. And I was like, I took pride in it. I was lonely. You know, I'm like, Maricón. Yo soy Maricón. You know, I'm your friend. And I started introducing myself that way for like a few months. Like they'd be like, you're very funny. I'm like, they call me Maricón. And they'd just be like, all right. And then finally, Julio was like, are you having fun? Are you making love? I was like, yeah, man, they call me Maricón. And the dude was just like, Maricón, that means you make love to men. And just one tear rolled down my cheek.